Okay, I think we're live.
Excellent.
Hey, Stuart, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, good, good.
I guess we should maybe start with some introductions.
Good idea. I'll introduce myself. My name is Rob Ironside. I'm the president for the Country Pride Dance Club.
My name's Stuart Old, and currently I'm Grants Director with Country Pride Dance Club.
Good. So we just want to say hello to everybody who's watching our very first podcast.
It is the first Country Pride podcast. It's so new that we don't even really have an official title for it, but I'm sure that'll come along. I think a great place to start today would be, why are we doing this podcast? I mean, why now?
Yeah, I think the main reason is obvious is that we're not dancing and we can't be out in the community doing what we normally do from teaching lessons and demos and everything. And we want to just let the public know that we're still here and we want to keep them informed. Podcasts seem to be doing or are becoming really popular as a way to still reach out to people in a safe way and just let people know that we're still here behind the scenes.
Absolutely. We're dying for this to get back to normal so we can do what we really love to do.
No kidding. I think the other big reason for this too is there's a lot of information that we just kind of assume people know if they hang around the club, but there's a lot of the public that probably wouldn't know a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about in these podcasts. So it's going to be a resource that we're going to have on our website. And also put on Facebook too. So if people have questions and they maybe don't want to make a phone call or they're scared to ask, they can just click on the link and they can find out the information.
Yeah, I certainly hope people would take advantage of that. I mean, I know back in the day it would have been probably something I would have been interested in to find out more, to sort of see who's a part of the club and everything. I guess here we are. 2021's going to be an important year for Country Pride. So maybe that's a good place to start. Sort of when did Country Pride begin and like briefly, what's it all about?
Yeah, believe it or not, this is our 30th anniversary this year. 30 years in the community. The team got started a little prior to that. That's how we first got started with a dance team. And we did competitions and then performances. And then we moved into doing lessons. So there's a lot more history involved there, but that gives you a bit of an idea of what we're doing between lessons and demos. We've always had a pretty high public presence here in Red Deer.
And just to be clear, I haven't been with the club for 30 years, unfortunately, but it's certainly been around a long time. Was it founded in Red Deer or?
And I guess I'll slip in a little bit of my background here. I'm one of the founding members of the club, and that was started back in 1991. I got my dance start when I was young in a community hall out in Everdale, and even when I went to university, I came back for the community dances. I joined a dance team up in Edmonton in 1985, and I started to compete in 1985, and I probably did about 50 competitions before I went to Worlds back in 2001. And I still train with some of what I think are some of North America's best dance instructors. I was an event director with Red Hot Dance Festival from 93 to 2001. Sat on the board of directors for the Alberta Country Western Dance Association. And I can't even tell you how many dance performances I've done with previous clubs and Country Pride. And then I started teaching in 89, taught thousands of people to dance. And we also, with my wife Kathy, we do choreography with the team, and we do stuff for couples as well. So dancing's been a big part of my life, and it's really changed my life. So as far as that purpose, we'd like to share that with others and see them really, get into dancing and really enjoy it.
Absolutely. And we'll probably come back to what made you sort of start out on this journey. I guess just for a little bit of background, I've been with Country Pride since 2015. And Rob actually, to a great extent, is the one who taught me how to dance, at least country dancing. So it's been a great time. It's gone really quickly. I'm sure it's gone really quickly for you too, even though
yes.
you were dancing literally before I was born.
Great. Thanks, Stuart. Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing. You've got the expertise.
Yeah.
So then I guess when you founded it or co-founded it, what was the sort of vision of what Country Pride was going to be? Like, where did you see it going?
Well, if you'd have told me that we would do what we've done from all the competitions and the team going to Worlds and having such a strong organization where we've had lessons running now for I don't know how many years, where we have really good attendance when we're able to have lessons, you know, close to sometimes on a Sunday night, we'll have 100 people at lessons. So it's fantastic. I would have never envisioned that, you know, 30 years ago that we'd be doing and have done what we've done. I've done some of the high profile shows we've done, you know, one most recently at the Canada Winter Games on TSN and in front of thousands of people. That's one of the highlights of the club, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And I mean, it just goes to show where things can go when people are, you know, passionate for it and stick with it. I guess, so for those of the viewers who have never really heard of Country Pride Dance Club or aren't familiar with it, they might have some ideas about what Country Pride is or what we do. And so I guess these would be the Country Pride myths, maybe. So for example, when people think of country dancing, what do you think they think of?
One of the very first thing people always ask is if we're square dancers, and we're definitely not square dancers. I did a little bit of that in high school, and we're not that. We developed a love for dancing by getting into social dancing. And that's everything from jive and two-step being one of the most popular. But we were just ordinary people, just wanted to get out there and have fun and dance to the music, and then kind of developed a passion for dancing and then wanted to learn more. And we really did. And another thing is people think we're line dancing, and it's not just line dancing. We do that, but it's really focusing more on couples dancing.
Yeah, absolutely. I confess, like, I don't even know what square dancing is. We didn't do it in high school, and I have no clue how it's done. I'm sure it's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's pattern dancing, and you have a right. Couple that tells you what to do. It's not nearly as much freestyle ability in square dancing as there is in freestyle couple stuff, where you just get out there on the dance floor and do your thing. So.
Right.
It's just another form of dancing. It's fun.
So Country Pride Dance Club mainly promotes couples dancing, you would say.
Yes.
Yeah. I obviously, that's been my experience too. Country Pride was where I sort of discovered, I guess, what swing dancing was. Cha-cha. There's a lot of different styles. It's from the name, you would think, okay, they probably do two-step. Or polka, I guess, but there's a lot of other styles we do that you've learned, right?
Yeah. Two-step is where it all kind of started for me. And then it evolved into different dances. Like you say, polka, waltz, cha-cha is another. But then swing has become really popular. And different kinds of swing or jive, East Coast swing. And the most popular right now is West Coast swing. And West Coast swing you can do to a huge variety of music. Everything like country western to top 40 and rock, old rock and roll. We do a flash mob every year in the end of August, beginning of September. And it's always some more modern contemporary music, not country music at all, but it's still a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's a great time. And it's really different than you would expect. Like West Coast swing is sort of not what I imagined at all, especially that it does go so well with rock music, because it basically gives you a dance you can do anywhere you go, any sort of club or bar or occasion, really. There's a dance for that.
And that's made really obvious with this International West Coast Swing Flash Mob. Mm-hmm. And now they're calling it a rally. It's an annual rally. And you see people videotaping and do little clips, and they're doing the same dance all over the world. It can be everywhere from Australia to little islands off of, you know, Africa to Paris is where this originated from. The choreographer right. of Paris is one who started it. But obviously all over North America. And it's amazing. So it's one dance that is actually pretty internationally well known. And like you say, it can be done to all kinds of music. So,
do you know off the top of your head how many styles of dance Country Pride teaches?
Currently that we teach? About mm-hmm. eight. Yeah, eight different right. styles. There's been a few that have kind of faded by the wayside over the years. And we could actually save that for another podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Gautis and Pony, but in pattern dancing. But the most popular, I can try to list them off if I remember them all. Two-step and polka, waltz, cha-cha, East Coast swing, West Coast swing, jive, triple step, six-step. And I think that's it. I think that's the majority of them.
And so then every...
A big variety is all I wanted to say.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, there's like the popular favorites that come back from demand every year, every season. But it also gives you a chance to find out new stuff that you might not know that you love. And then that gives you kind of all kinds of room to try things.
Well, I think a lot of it is music driven, you know, mm-hmm. people. And we are going to do a podcast on that as far as what kind of dances you do to what kind of music. But people might like waltz music and they might have a wedding, or they might like really fast paced stuff. And that might be a polka, believe it or not. And it's not the old oompa pop type polka, but it's a fast, you know, orange blossom special type music, something that's really fast and upbeat. So, yeah, different dances fit different music better.
Well, I'm looking forward to that one because honestly, I've just touched on polka and I don't really know all the things you can do with it. But that goes for almost any dance, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
Yeah, the Country Pride, I mean, has, I guess, the value of preserving a culture of dance. And what does that mean to you as far as like the country Western heritage?
Well, I think part of it, because I learned how to do this, and you joke about me dancing before you were born. Yeah, mm-hmm. No kidding. But my mom and dad taught me how to do two-step when I was probably 8 years old or younger.
Wow. And
so, I mean, yeah, wow. So you think about that. That is part of the Western culture, is going to community dances, knowing how to do a little bit of dancing. And back then, the biggest ones were two-step and polka and jive. And I think they still are for a lot of different social events that people go to. I think, unfortunately, technology and people's way of life is that they just don't go out to dances as much as they used to, you know, especially when I grew up. So, you know, getting to meet people, connect with people, remembering how to dance with somebody, I think is something that Country Pride provides to the public here in Red Deer, well, all Central Alberta. That I think it's important mm-hmm. to preserve that culture, that connection to the community.
Yeah, and it that mission really is working in the sense that, like, my parents didn't teach me how to dance. I didn't go to, not only did I not go to dance lessons as a kid, when they forced us to do it in PE class, I hated it. I just thought it was dumb. And so what Country Pride has done, given me the opportunity to get into that culture, just by virtue of what you do. Now it's something I'm interested in. Now it's something I try and share with friends. So that's kind of how that works. It can work in a lot of different ways, of course, right? Like,
absolutely. You know, and that whole social connection, as we've all discovered during this COVID, mm-hmm. connecting with people, it is so crucial and so important. And when we don't have it, we really miss it. So
right.
I think dancing provides something really important that people need.
It does, because if when Country Pride's sort of promoting that culture, we're promoting like being active and you know, getting out there and learning these new skills that really help you. When you leave the lesson or whatnot, you're taking that with you and you can use it however you want.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me. You talk about, you know, benefits of dancing and just being active and being that social connection. You know, I think some people just feel awkward about it. And we are going to talk about that in a couple podcasts about the fear of dancing and taking lessons and that. But just the whole, the benefits. We're going to do a podcast on a whole list of benefits to taking dancing. And you'd be shocked. And I believe some of that stuff, you know, years ago, just because I felt it personally myself. But there's actually been studies done now that show that it can give you all kinds of health benefits, all the way up to helping cure dementia. I mean, it's crazy. So I think it really is important.
It is important. And certainly people are going to be ready, I think, to try it out and get more into it back after how this past sort of year's gone. I guess, how would you like to sort of conclude this first intro podcast?
Yeah, just that I'm really excited to actually share some of these topics that we've touched on today a little bit in more detail. And, you know, not everybody's, you know, as deep into this as Stuart and I. And not all of them have gotten into the dancing as crazy as I have over the years. Some have. And I can't say that's been a bad thing. But there's all kinds of level of involvement with our club. People can just come out and take one dance class if they want, or they can get more involved and join our dance team. Or as Stuart is, he's gotten involved with our board and helped promote dancing and the club in general. So I think that's kind of how I'd like to finish for today, is just we'd love to see you, love to see you out at a dance, or love to see you out at a lesson.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to bringing these next sort of podcast to you, just all kinds of things to learn about dance and what it's all about.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Stuart. I really appreciate it today and you taking the time, and I look forward to us talking some more.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks.